Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment. This week I'll be talking about the wildlife of Humboldt County. I remember reading a few years back that Humboldt County was one of the top areas of the world for wildlife. Honestly, who knows how accurate that is, but on any given day it sure feels that way. In general, though, I don't have to deal with the scarier creatures of the North Coast. I don't have to interact with the great whites. I don't surf. I don't have to deal with the bears and mountain lions because I'm not a runner. Now, my wife is a runner, and she gets to deal with these critters as part of her normal exercise regime. I think these animals are out there to quicken the pace of our local runners. My wildlife interactions are much more tame, though very frustrating. Question: how'd the skunk get across the road? The answer: it didn't. I'd say 90% of our roadkills are skunks. The ones who haven't died either live or wander through my backyard. My two Chihuahua mixed dogs believe it is their singular purpose in life to battle every skunk who comes through our backyard. At this point, I don't know who's stupider. My dogs are always battling the skunks, or the skunks who just keep coming back for the abuse. I'm not a big fan of skunks, or my dogs for that matter, since I'm the one in our household who has to de-skunk the dogs at 10 o'clock at night. Just me and my dogs in the shower. So fun. By the way, a teaspoon of Dawn dish soap added to a mix of hydrogen peroxide and baking soda works great. Living in Humboldt, one has to become an expert in de-skunkifying. Then there are the gophers and the moles and, of course, the voles. Good Lord, I woke up the other morning after we finally had rain. Seemed like 600 days ago that we had rain. And some underground critter had dug 12 mounds of dirt in my backyard. It felt like Rambo or Bill Murray from Caddyshack going out to do battle. By the way, the device called the Gopher Hawk, it works. Makes me sad at times, though, to kill those critters. They can be cute. Well, except the moles. Moles are just creepy. But then you look at the landmine holes in your backyard, and you make peace with the kills. Oh, and you can't forget the rats. Humboldt has rats. Loads and loads of rats. We had a neighbor up the way that decided to empty trash into their backyard instead of going to the dump. Yes, we all just love those neighbors. Anyway, when they moved out, it took 8 industrial-sized dumpsters to haul away their trash, and their rats just moved down the block to our house. I spent the next 4 years battling to destroy this rodent community seeking a new homestead. Wow, what an endeavor. I tried poison and traps and an air rifle. I became quite the rat hunter. Oh, and by the way, I failed miserably. It wasn't until I hired one of our local exterminators to put out about 700 poison bait boxes that we finally got the upper hand. It's been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I like wildlife. Well, maybe not the skunks and the gophers and rats, but I am partial to the mountain lions, bears, and elk. Just as long as they aren't walking up my roads in McKinleyville.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.